Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to The Angel Connection, a weekly show about all things angelic with your host, international healer and author, C.J. Martas.
Well, good evening, my angel friends. This is C.J. Martas and you're listening to The Angel Connection on Friday, August 31st. I have a very special guest this evening named Kay Goldstein. She's written a wonderful spiritual book called Star Child. Yes, very intriguing, and it's a wonderful book, so I'm glad you could all join us for this. I wanted to announce that we are having a little bit of technical difficulty on Blog Talk, so if you're calling in for a reading and cannot get through, I do apologize, but normally I would open up the phones in the last 10 minutes for readings, so if you can't get through, I'm sorry about that. So usually I start with my prayer request, guys, but I haven't had any for a little while, so remember that you can send in your prayer request to me via email or on Facebook. A couple of announcements here. Very excited, and by popular demand next week, the show will move to officially to an hour format, and I'm very excited about it. In the months of September and October, I thought I'd treat all of you by bringing back some of my most popular guests to have an in-depth discussions, such as coming out of the psychic closet with Laverne Stewart, messages from above about receiving divine guidance with Joy Peterson, and learning to live vibrationally with Michelle Hutchins, which we ran out of time with her, so it should be all those discussions should be very interesting. Well, starting with my inspiring story before I get to the angel message, just a very short one this time, because I definitely want to get Kay on here as soon as possible. This happened in San Francisco. There were a couple of boys in a rowboat, and they took it out on the ocean, and all of a sudden, the rowboat that they're in began to sink. And so this good Samaritan who was on the shore named Nick, he swam a mile out to the boys in 55-degree water. As the boat slowly going under, a man grabbed the boys by their life vests and basically hauled both of these kids back to shore. So the boat sank, but the boys were fine. And so, it's wonderful, obviously, when we are in the right place at the right time to be an angel to those in need. Well, without further ado, I know everyone waits for the angel message. Let's see what the seraphim have to say. Dear ones, there's a subtle voice inside you that quietly offers you wisdom in order to help with everyday activities and challenges. This inner voice can be lost very easily when you do not take time for rest and renewal. And this will be a good week for rest and renewal, especially if you've been experiencing rapid changes in your life over the past month. Take more time this week to be present in the moment. The now moment is the only place you can hear clearly what your inner wisdom is telling you. Your inner wisdom can be that quiet voice telling you something may be wrong or out of balance. Your inner wisdom can also be your body telling you to slow down by creating fatigue or a sudden pain that seems to come from nowhere. If you feel like taking a nap, do so. If you need to schedule an hour off here or there, do that. If you need to say no because you don't have the energy, do so. All these subtle messages are very important to attune yourself with. If you do not, you may find life very difficult and possibly overwhelming with the current energies. It's important that you use all the tools that you have for your journey through life. Yet there are many times that you do not heed a warning or keep pushing yourself too hard. Think about those past moments where you may not have listened. Make a pledge to honor all the parts of you, body, mind, and spirit. If you keep them separated, then they cannot work together to assist you more deeply. Even though you may not realize that the body consciousness is equally important to the mind or the spirit, it can tell you what it needs for better health or trigger pain to let you know that you're experiencing your emotions in a physical way. It is very wise and should be valued more and more as you grow to your full potential. We ask that you look deeper this week at the parts of you that do not honor yourself very well. These self-rejections are what will drive your different consciousnesses to become separated. The various ways that you self-separate in your life is an important thing for you to consider. These habits can make your journey harder and just create more suffering rather than resolution of those issues that you wish to heal. as you create greater ease this week, and listen to your inner voice. Expect little miracles to happen and watch them manifest. Remember, everything that is manifest in your life first begins with you. If you are fragmented inside yourself, then you cannot manifest well. If you are whole and complete, with your consciousnesses working together, then anything is possible. You are the creator in your life, especially when you utilize all of your tools to help you navigate each day. Choose to create wholeness within yourself this week so that you can help others do the same. We are always with you, empowering you to see the truth of who you really are. We love and support your new insights, self-discoveries, and your personal goals. Just call upon us to help whenever you need it. Until next time, dear ones, we are the Seraphim. Well, you know, it's a powerful message, and I think it's very timely because I know a lot of people have been describing that they've had a lot of very rapid changes, rapid energy, all of this. And sometimes when we're go, 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 we just really do disconnect that body consciousness, and we get sort of disconnected from, you know, our inner wisdom. And so it's good advice that we pace ourselves because it sounds like the energy is just going to keep continuing. So, well, I'd like to introduce a wonderful woman named Kay to the show here to discuss her new book, Star Child. Star Child was written in a fairy tale genre similar to The Little Prince and The Alchemist as a book for young and mature adults. It explores in a simple and poetic way the challenges facing two star children, Tara and Marius, on their journey to learn about being human. In the past, Kay has co-authored two books called A Book of Feasts and Stories and Recipes from American Celebrations, and she has also been a regular contributor to the Huffington Post. So without further ado, welcome to the Angel Connection, Kay.
Oh, thank you, CJ. It's really lovely to be here this evening and also to hear the angel message. So thank you.
Well, you know, they always remind us of some important things that I think are easier to tell other people to do, but not so easy to follow, right?
Right, well, absolutely.
I'm so glad that we got connected so that we could introduce the listeners to your book, because it's just it's in and of itself, even just looking at the story, or, you know, I'm very energetically feeling person, obviously, and so just the feeling of it is wonderful. And so I think it has a lot to teach us and is a wonderful story. And, you know, I think that, like a lot of people, you have a varied background. You know, it's interesting to share. So prior to, you know, the creation and moving to do this book, Star Child, can you share with us a little bit about what you were kind of doing before that?
Mm-hmm. Well, actually, I've been working on Star Child for 15 years, so some of these things overlapped a little bit. I actually started out, my first career was as a psychotherapist, and I used to practice in mental health centers. I worked with young people, and I did individual counseling. I was very interested in the mind-body connection, even back then. And then I took a little detour after I got my master's. I became a food entrepreneur. I became a chef, and I founded a food business in Atlanta, Georgia. And I ran that for about 12 years. It became quite a large business with restaurants and catering and gourmet takeout. And then because I had a young family at that time, I decided I needed to spend more time at home, and I began writing and published my cookbook, Book of Feasts, and then started writing some other things, poetry and memoir, and eventually during this time I learned to meditate, and I have been doing that for well over 22 years, 23 years perhaps. And so I started writing and teaching meditation. So I've done a lot of different things, and they've all kind of fit together. I think of myself as a cook. I just kind of take the ingredients around me and kind of mix them up and and try to put them back out there in some way that makes sense to other people and maybe tastes good.
Well, I love things that taste good, and people, uh-huh. I'm very visual too, so I think that's great, you know, when we are creating things, you know, so we are kind of like a cook in the kitchen, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you had been working on Star Child, you know, at what point did it shift to really complete the project then?
It just, in the last year, I decided that I had another project in my computer that I considered publishing, and I I just felt like it was time. I felt that it was time for the story to come out. It was time for me to be a little bit more public about the things that I love and I find joy in, which is writing, and also just being connected with spiritual things and spiritual teachings. And I have for a long time, but publishing this book was a little bit of a detour for me. A lot of people said, oh, you have another book coming out. Is it a cookbook? And I said, well, no, not exactly. In some ways, it is a simple recipe, but it's not a cookbook. There is food in it, though. I could not put food in the book.
Well, you know, most people may not know this, you know, but The Little Prince has actually been a favorite. I got such a deep mm-hmm. message in The Little Prince. Mm-hmm. So originally, how did the concept come to you? And then I want to kind of talk about your experiences actually finishing the mm-hmm. book that we talked mm-hmm. about.
Well, I was in a writing workshop in Martha's Vineyard, and I had just finished the workshop, and I was driving along the coast. It's a beautiful place, rolling meadows, cliffs that plunge down to the sea. It's really one of my favorite places on earth. And I was driving along, and I was thinking about how the other members of the group wrote fiction. And it never occurred to me to write fiction. And I thought, well, gee, what if I did? And what would I write about? And then just as soon as I asked that question, I had this amazing thought, and the word was, I'd have to write about a star child. And I thought, well, what is that? I mean, it was very surprising to me. So I went home and I actually wrote the first a paragraph describing how I saw this star child. And then I wrote another paragraph describing, you know, what happened before she came to Earth and where she came from. And that was the beginning. That was the beginning. And paragraph by paragraph over many years, I wrote this story.
Well, I think what's really interesting about synchronicity, and I'm sure you agree, Kay, is that sometimes we get this stuff that gets seeded for later, right? You know, we may not mm-hmm. know why that comes to us mm-hmm. at the time.
Mm-hmm.
It becomes much clearer way down the road, which it sounds like, you know, in the case of this particular book, you know, it originally came quite a while ago, and then you tried to get it, you know, finished this year, felt like it was really time for it. And I think sometimes
right.
we get those ideas from spirit, you know, divine
mm-hmm.
kind of inspiration
mm-hmm.
that happens, you know, ahead of, you know, really.
Ahead of when it's supposed to be. I also feel like it, CJ, that there was a point at which it was going to be published quite a number of years ago, and it was a much shorter book. A lot of the things that happened in the book later on hadn't happened at that point. And the day that I was to go and sign my contract to have it published, the publisher was sold. And so the new publisher did not pick up the book. And I thought, wow, this is, you know, what happened? But it really turned the book into a much deeper, more meaningful book to me, and I hope to my readers.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, it's interesting because I just finished a novel, too, and it's been mm-hmm. very much part, you know, sort of my own journey. And so, like you said before, it would have been a much, you know, different book than it is today. But during our interview, you had some interesting spiritual experiences for yourself while finishing it. So can you share how you felt the book was divinely inspired, or maybe, you know, share a couple of those experiences that you had?
Well, first of all, a lot of the things that are in the book were things that I dreamed about. There's a scene, I'm not going to try to give away too much of the story, but there are two main characters, and Marius comes from the sea. And I didn't really know when I first started writing that there was another star child involved. And I had this dream about these dolphins bringing this child to me. And I had, again, another flash saying, oh, there's another one, and this is how he comes to Earth. So I would get these sort of messages from my dreams, or sometimes somebody else's dream. Someone would tell me a story or tell me about another dream, and I'd say, oh, that's what the baker says to Marius. So I was constantly feeling like I was getting a lot of guidance and a lot of messages of things to incorporate into the book. Also, at the end, there was one character, I kept thinking, he has something else to say. He has something else to say. And it was really bothering me. I felt like I had to come back to him at some point. And I did. And what he had to say when I asked him, sometimes I would ask the characters because I felt like that they had a lot to say. And he said a prayer at the end. And I don't know, maybe I should just share that prayer. But I thought it was just... I didn't expect that to be there. It was just there. And I, you know, wrote it down, and it became a part of the book.
Well, and, you know, while we were having our discussion prior to the show, too, Kay, you were talking about, you know, there were definite times that you had the experience of, well, yes, I'm writing the book, but, you know, you kind of felt like, you know, the book, you didn't know if you were writing the book or the book was writing you, which I thought was very interesting.
Precisely. I think that happens to some other people who write. But I did, for a long time, this book had no dialogue. And all of a sudden, I did write a section that was written, that was said. All of a sudden, it was dialogue. And I didn't remember writing any of it. And I probably should just read this because it's a really lovely piece, and it says, let's see, it's by the ancient mothers, and I won't go into a lot of description about how the characters come upon them, but she says to Tara, who is the star child, who is the female star child, "Everyone has what you have, my dear. Each cell, each breath has that spark, the memory of the universe and where we came from. If we stand still and surrender to what we cannot know with just our minds, we become like prisms, each of us reflecting the life and the light of the universe in our own way. Then we can fulfill our individual destinies. For it is not our minds that tell us our purpose, it is our hearts." So that was the first dialogue in the book. And I had no recollection of writing it.
So when it's meant to be, it's meant to be, you know. And I've heard that from other authors, too, that,
mm-hmm.
you know, that
mm-hmm.
certain aspects of the writing just seem to be there or just sort of appear like that, which I always think is, and that's a beautiful passage. And I'm glad you read it, actually, you know, just so that people can get a feel for, you know, really the energy of this
book.
mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely.
Right. Well, the energy, I do think that there is something about the energy of the book, that of all the things that are in it, I feel like that a lot of the joy of writing it and all the energy of the natural places that I love and that inspire me and even the energy of many of my own teachers, they're all there. It's all there in the book. And I feel like sometimes my readers have told me that they feel like they don't want to leave the place. They don't want the book to end. And they feel like they've been, somehow that's been communicated to them. And they carry it with them. And it's incredibly gratifying because I ultimately feel like that so much of this is expression of my life, but it's also something that was a great gift to me. And I'm just passing it along.
Well, I think all great things that are tools for people or inspiration for people, you know, that we
mm-hmm.
are just the facilitator, you know, of the delivery of that information. So I feel very similarly to it, you know, and I think that, and bringing up the energy of the book, you know, I wonder if the listeners have ever had this experience. You pick up a book and beyond, you know, have this feeling, right? Because so I think there are, like you said, like the energy of your teachers and everything. I
mm-hmm.
think that
mm-hmm.
I think that all books, and especially books of this type, if they're written in such a conscious way, become very much encoded with frequencies, you know, different layers within the story.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just, you know, I'm glad we weren't planning to talk about that aspect of
no,
your book.
But I absolutely agree with you about that. There's many
yeah.
layers to this story.
And
many layers.
And when it does, then it speaks to so many different people, no matter where they're at on their path.
Mm-hmm.
And that kind of,
mm-hmm.
you know, leads me into, you know, of the feedback that you've gotten on the book or just some of the things in Star Child, you know, how do you feel like, or what are the benefits of this book for people, in your opinion?
Well, I feel that it's a very comforting book. It's very non-judgmental. It really traces what it is like as a human being to be actually a spiritual being on a human path, and how easy it is to give up who we are or move away from our true self, and the kinds of ways that we can get help to move back to that, and the kind of joy that we can experience when we are in alignment with who we really are. So I think that the reader most likely is going to find comfort and encouragement. One of my reviewers said it was like being bathed in unconditional love. And I thought, wow, I thought that was really sweet. I was very touched by that. It also is inspiring because it's a lot about faith. It's about the world that if we have courage in dealing with our fears and are willing to have faith, that we can do things that we couldn't have imagined that we could do. And each of these characters, the Star Children, need to learn how to overcome their fear, how to take possession of all the gifts they've been given and then bring them into the world. It's a very beautiful story. I think I had a number of grandparents who loved reading it and wanted to buy it so that they could read it to their grandchildren. Because they felt inspired by it, or again comforted. There are no vampires in this book.
Well, you know, I think that what's wonderful about your book is it can be a child's story, it can be an adult
mm-hmm.
story, and I understand that we have a caller who would like
okay.
to ask you a question. Would you like to take the question?
Oh, sure, I'd love to.
I'd like to welcome Bear to the Angel Connection. Hello.
Hi, ladies. How are you all today?
We're doing great.
Fantastic. Well, my name is Bear. My given name is Bear White Wolf. I'm a full-blooded Cherokee Indian, and I live in the mountains of Tennessee and up in the Cumberlands, in the mountain range that's here about, I guess, 50 minutes or so northwest of Chattanooga. And,
I know where that is.
Yeah, it's absolutely beautiful out here.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I was in the service for a little while, I was in the Army for a little while, and unfortunately was injured, and I came home after my fifth deployment, and so I'm kind of homebound now, and but I just wanted to, you know, there's maybe people out there that have already kind of heard my story or whatnot, at any rate, I wanted to get your take on something that's kind of been going on with me over the last couple of years since I had the injury. I had a head trauma,
mm-hmm.
and not only that, but you know, a back injury as well. But that's not really the main issue. The head trauma is really what I think did a number on me, so to speak. I flatlined 3 times while I was over there, and before I got, you know, shipped off and out of danger. And you know, I'm epileptic because of the head injury, and I also am able to, you know, that's kind of the downside to it. But at the same time, I'm able to pick up on a lot of energy,
mm-hmm.
and that I wasn't able to before. Auras around people, colors around people, you know, really, you know, being able to feel people's energy, you know, just kind of an awakening. And I have been told by so many people, write a book, you know, so on and so on and so on. And, you know, I don't know if it's really for me. And I was just going to see, you know, if you could maybe tell me, you know, some of where you got, you know, where you were able to have your inspiration, and you know, maybe what the best route, and maybe from what I've told you just in the last couple of seconds,
mm-hmm.
You know, you know, what you would suggest for somebody like mm-hmm. me that's been told over and over that I need to be writing a book about this?
Well, I think it's a wonderful idea, and it you already have a lot of material for the story.
Oh, absolutely, yes, ma'am.
I think there's
yes,
a way that you get to be a writer, and I tell this to other people. I told this to a 10-year-old boy not long ago. I said, the way you get to be a writer is to write. So if you make the practice of just sitting every day for 10 minutes or 20 minutes or 30 minutes and say, I'm going to write something today,
right.
and I'm going to start with this. And don't criticize what you're writing. Don't feel like
yeah,
it has to
I have
be correct.
Yeah, I have a tendency to... Yeah.
Okay. Well, you see, that stops people. And what you want in your writing is flow. You want to
okay.
trust yourself. You want to give yourself some credit that you have a story to tell, that you have a voice that
okay.
is worth sharing. Okay.
Right.
And that's what you need. And if
okay.
you don't have that immediately from yourself, then maybe find a small group of people who also like to write and have them help you and share your stories
okay.
with them.
Well, I do have one person that's kind of a mentor to me right now,
mm-hmm,
and she is writing on the kind of on the paranormal end of things, and
mm-hmm.
Her name is Karen Vance Hammond, and she is a wonderful author. I just got through reading her first book that just came out, and I don't want to, you know, and I'm not trying to get shameless plugs going on here on someone else's show, but you know, I did have to mention her because she is a mentor. She's kind of helping me a little bit, and but I figured you know, someone else's opinion that's written would definitely help, and your opinion, you know, and what you just told me and giving me some suggestions is absolutely helpful. I mean, 100%. Thank you for that.
You're welcome, Bear. And one other thing is that just
yes, ma'am.
Don't worry if people don't like everything that you write. I had many, many rejections for this book and for my last book that people didn't want to publish it. So
right.
if you believe in it and you trust yourself
mm-hmm.
and you learn to have faith in yourself, that's really what part of the process is, and just go forward.
Well, you know, I've just found out that there is a way that I can upload. Now I have a Mac Mini. I don't know if you guys know what that is, but it's a
yes.
it's a Macintosh, right?
Hey,
that basically
Bear.
It doesn't have the
Bear.
Only difference between it and a MacBook Pro, let's say, it doesn't have a monitor or a keyboard. And basically, it plugs into the back of any HDMI flat screen TV, and I use a 37-inch flat screen TV for my monitor, and then a wireless keyboard and a wireless mouse. And it's absolutely wonderful, especially since with the seizures that I have, a lot of times it's a lot of stress, and it's caused some optical
Bear.
Nerve damage.
Bear.
And yes,
Bear.
Ma'am.
I'm
mm-hmm.
sorry. We are down to 2 minutes, dear.
Oh, I am
and
so sorry. I'm so sorry.
It's all right. We go to an hour next week for this very reason. I'm so glad you
okay.
called, but I want to give Kay an opportunity to let people know where your website is.
Oh yeah,
so we're
yeah.
to wrap up.
Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't realize how much time you had left there.
Well, I appreciate you calling, and if you email me also, I have a resource for you as well. But we're
okay.
Have
fantastic.
To let you go. Thank you for calling.
All right. Thanks.
Well, okay, that's all the time we've got. Looks
yeah.
like, so,
I'd love to tell people where they can buy the book.
Okay.
It's called Star Child.
Mm-hmm.
And look for the author Kay Goldstein. I think there are a few other Star Children wandering around out there. You can go to Amazon.
Okay.
You can download it electronically, though I highly recommend you look at the book because it's
yeah the book's very visual.
The book
so.
Is really it's
and also
very
the,
beautiful.
The I'm sorry that's all the time we have this evening. That
yeah.
was fun. You've been listening to the Angel Connection Show with CJ Martis. You can find Kay's link on the show page as well. Be sure to tune into next week's 1 hour show on Coming Out of the Psychic Closet with special guest Laverne Stewart. Until then, my friends, remember to be angelic to yourself so you can become an angel to others. Take care and have a blessed week and have a wonderful week, Kay. Thank you for coming.
Oh, thank you so much, CJ. Bye bye.